Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Now let's begin the case study for a Gen Z girl called Radha. Before we begin, just a quick word. The way we are taking this case studies of career to narrow down the career choices, possibilities and so on, just bear in mind always to take the Panchanga first, okay? That's the basic personality for life. Irrespective of what Mahadasha you're in, Panchanga always plays out. Just remember that. That is a much ignored factor in career determination with respect to alignment with personality. Your personality has to be aligned with your whatever you're choosing to do in this world, isn't it? So that's where one has to begin. That's my suggestion. So here what we are doing in these case studies, we are first taking the Panchanga, the basic personality as relates to career, first step. Then we'll go to the natal chart, the D1 chart, and then further on moving on to the D10 chart, and then we'll combine all the three, align it with the Panchanga and see what are the best possible career paths available to this girl. Okay, in this case our subject's name is Radha. This is just a virtual chart, okay? Not a real person from the Gen Z category, that means 1998 onwards. So first, the day of the week, Udvara, Friday. She's born on Shukravara. Shukravara means the day of Venus, okay? Shukra is Venus. Strengths, therefore, for her being charming, creative, diplomatic. Venus signs will come into play here. Venus blesses Radha with grace, refined taste and emotional magnetism. She naturally would gravitate towards aesthetic sense, anything to do with beauty, anything to do with human connection in terms of aesthetics. A lot of aesthetic value and harmony-driven environments will suit her career path. Core traits: artistic, socially smooth, relationship-focused, sensually attuned and emotionally expressive. Those are the people who are born on Friday first. All their career path selection should be to match this. Then your personality is matched with your career. Don't just pick and choose anything in this day and age when there are so many career paths available, okay? Her Tithi is Krishna Dvitiya. If you don't know what Tithi, Karana, Vara, Yoga, etc., all this Nakshatra, everything is, there are other playlists for it. There's the entire Panchanga playlist. Please go through that for the basics. I won't be covering basics of Tithi here, just as it relates to career. So her Tithi is Krishna Dvitiya. That means her strengths are confident in appearance, socially graceful and nurturing. Dvitiya born individuals like Radha are emotionally secure, family centric, conscious of how they present themselves. Dvitiya means think of something like attributes of second house. She possesses a blend of protective instincts and private sensitivity. They might struggle in keeping or stepping outside their comfort zones and try to stick to domestic stability, and they are overtly sensitive to emotional fluctuations and domestic instability. Core traits: emotionally intelligent, image aware, private but nurturing, connected to family and personal values, something like second house. Now tie that with Vara. Every one of these panchanga or the five elements, you have to tie it to one another to blend in and get a characteristic. Her karana is taitulya. What does that mean? Strengths being, she is systematic, articulate and highly structured in her approach. Taitulya born Radha has an affinity for writing, process design, standard operating procedures, or anything that requires clear communication and organization. This is the quality of this karana. Core traits: they may be intelligent, methodical, communication savvy, thrives in ordered environments like content creation, publishing, tech writing or design. Now Vara being Friday and design itself ties well, isn't it, for her. Her yoga is Saubhagya, which is a good one. Saubhagya means fortunate one. People born under this yoga are practical, skilled, well-grounded. Saubhagya yoga brings Radha good fortune in the real world endeavors, especially in food, hospitality or material gains through practical skill. She tends to improve with time and experience. Core traits are: they are skillful, practical, pleasure-loving, earthy, with a natural touch for nurturing abundance. So far, all of the things are tying in very well, isn't it? This is not much of a push and pull. Last of the panchanga, her ascendant nakshatra is Mrigashira on the Gemini side, because Mrigashira is split into two parts. You can see the entire 27 nakshatra playlist for this. Strengths: intellectually curious, expressive and charming, Mrigashira in Gemini makes Radha a seeker, constantly seeking new ideas, new kinds of knowledge, subtle truths. With this placement, she has a gift for communication, storytelling and graceful adaptability. Core traits: they can be witty, graceful, versatile, mentally alert, with a graceful balance of logic and poetic sensitivity. Now, combining all these panchanga elements, all the five elements — panchanga means five limbs — these are the basic traits of any personality. You have to evaluate this and then go on to what career paths might suit you, because there are dozens and dozens of career paths available this day and age especially. Radha's panchanga and nakshatra suggest a refined communicator, a system builder and aesthetically inclined intellectual. We are combining all the five now. She is best suited where professions meet, where art meets intellect, or where emotional intelligence blends with clear communication structure. Therefore, just based on panchanga, her career path would be content strategy and writing, like journalism, technical writing, publishing, editorial design, ideal for Mercury-Venus-Taitulya blend. Branding and creative consulting: she has a perfect blend of aesthetic sense, Venus, born on Shukravara, articulation, Gemini, with the ascendant nakshatra, and structure, Taitulya. See how it is combining all the traits to form career paths. More fields she would be good at is design and media, UX, UI, graphic design, interior styling and interior decoration, fashion coordination, especially with structured visuals or experience. Sort of maybe even the teaching line there. Culinary and wellness fields: Saubhagya yoga supports careers involving food, nourishment, holistic wellness. Education and online learning: Gemini's intellectualism with Taitulya's teaching energy supports roles in instructional design, e-learning or academic content. Now let us get into D1 further. Now we are doing a deep dive with the planetary placement. Now let us do the D1 analysis for Radha. Chart is in front of you, analysis is in front of you, you can read up. Okay. First of all, she's a Gemini ascendant. Lord of the second house is Cancer, so therefore Moon. 8th sign is sitting in the 6th house, Scorpio, Mars and Ketu. 10th house, Pisces, so Jupiter. Okay, those are the lords of the 2nd, 6th and the 10th. 10th house determines your value system. When you determine career, look more at the 6th lord. There's a hint for you. Because 6th lord is the determinant of your prarabdha karma, or what you have come here to do as a daily routine. Basically, your career tends to go towards what is your daily routine? What are you doing on a daily basis, isn't it? So that's the primary driver of your career, 6th. 2nd brings in value, 6th brings in your daily routine, and 10th brings in your success factor, fame and visibility. Is it good? Is it damaged? Those kinds of things. Okay. Here we are looking primarily at the modern career paths that are suitable for each subject. In our case, it's Radha, a Gen Z girl. Okay. 2nd lord is Moon, which now goes into her 7th house in Sagittarius, as you can see in the chart. What does that bring us? Moon as 2nd lord in Sagittarius brings values of optimism, philosophy and expansiveness into her career, because the Moon has gone into the sign of Sagittarius, making rules and regulations, guidelines. Her speech and value system carry an advisory and teaching tone, often seeking higher meaning and a global perspective. Large organizations, think Sagittarius, think Aquarius. Aspected by none directly, but Sagittarius adds faith and idealism. There is no aspect to this. There is no Rahu Ketu aspect to this either. There is no Jupiterian aspect either. Okay, there is a Jupiterian aspect here, which is I have missed out kind of. So you can say Jupiter aspect on Sagittarius also adds that value as an initiator, because Jupiter is sitting in Aries in the 11th. 6th lords, Mars and Ketu, that's the determining factor. Scorpio, very transformative sign. Mars, one of the lords of Ketu, Scorpio is Mars, 2nd is Ketu. So Mars has gone into Libra in the 5th house, as you can see, in Swati Nakshatra, very individualistic there. Daily work is creative, intellectual and diplomatic. Mars here shows her competitive spirit is expressed in balanced, refined and strategic ways. Swati Nakshatra in Libra is very diplomatic, okay, and yet very individualistic also. It combines both. It's not one or the other, it's both. She thrives in teamwork and such kind of roles, requiring both intellect and decisive action. Ketu in Capricorn in the 8th house. Well, 8th house first of all is a strong placement for Ketu. It's naturally its own house of transformation, and it's sitting in Capricorn, which introduces detachment and unconventionality in her work style, because the 2nd lord of her 6th house is gone into the 8th house. She's able to handle hidden issues, crisis and transformations at workplace with composure and psychological depth. Ketu in Capricorn also tends to dissociate from the career path, changes in career, because it is sitting in the 10th sign. Remember that. Always in Jyotish, it's not one or the other. It multiple combinations play out in multiple ways. We are just analyzing for career here. It's everything has got a physical aspect also. Please remember this. That's why it's important in Jyotish to keep a focus on what you are trying to determine. Aspect of Saturn Jupiter from Aries in the 11th, okay, on the 6th lord, adds discipline, structure and wisdom to her conflict resolution approach. This strengthens her capacity to manage teams and withstand workplace opposition. So Saturn and Jupiter are sitting in 11th, directly aspecting, looking at Mars. That's what we are talking about. Saturn plus Jupiter from Aries in 11th. So very initiator kind of energy. Mars is also in Swati in Libra. So very initiator energy there. In terms of expression of creativity, I would say. Overall, her work style mixes diplomacy, creativity and hidden strength. She is resilient, strategic and capable of handling crisis, often bringing unusual insights and transformative approaches to her workplace. 10th Lord now, Jupiter. in Pisces. Where has it gone? It has gone into 11th house in Aries, conjunct Saturn. Jupiter is in Aries in 11th house. Career fulfillment through network, large organizations, multinational companies or social systems, even social media is the 11th house these days. She seeks roles where she can be a part of collective progress, teaching or advisory functions, because Jupiter, remember, is an advisor. But now it is conjunct Saturn, the workaholic. So adds discipline, responsibility and delayed sort of wish fulfillment in her career path. And Saturn in Aries is very frustrated because of this, since Saturn wants to take slow progress and Aries wants to hurry up. So there is that bit of contradiction or element which she will learn through life. Aspected by Mars from Libra, now they both are looking at one another, isn't it? Enhances drive and competitiveness and courage in professional matters. She combines intellectual creativity with decisive initiative. Overall, she is seen publicly, because that's a public house, 11th, as ambitious, disciplined and pioneering, because 10th Lord has gone into the 11th house. So there is, you might say, when 10th Lord goes into 11th, there is a fulfillment of her long-term desires through her career. Remember this also. Career satisfaction comes to structured leadership within networks, large networks, multinational companies, policy making, education, research or socially impactful enterprises. As you will see, as we go further in this study, multiple aspects play into career, it's never one. In Jyotish, in every single case, you have to see this, you have to observe this, study this. Let's get into D10. Let us now get into Radha's D10 chart or the Shamsha chart. Chart is there, analysis is over here. Let's go one by one. In D10, her ascendant is Pisces. Whenever Pisces goes into ascendant D10, it's a very selfless kind of work. Remember, Pisces is a very selfless sign. So her approach to her workplace is quite selfless, especially with Mars and Ketu also sitting there. A selfless spiritual warrior, you might say, in workplace. So that's the energy she will bring to her workplace. Second Lord from D1, we are doing analysis of Lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th of D1 as placed in D10. Okay, this is not D10 Lords. You can do that also. You can leave your comments if you find something else. Moon in Cancer in 5th house, conjunct Jupiter, as you can see there. So in the sign of Cancer it has gone, her second Lord from D1 has gone into the 5th house and it's conjunct Jupiter. Very good combination there. Moon in Cancer in the 5th house in D10. Emotional depth, nurturing qualities, creatively strongly influencing her career expression. She is naturally drawn to teaching, guiding and emotionally intelligent leadership. Conjunct Jupiter, which is exalted in Cancer. This is a very good expression, by the way. Jupiter conjunct Moon in Cancer in D10 in the 5th house. Wisdom and nurturing blend harmoniously, making her ideally suited for education, counseling, knowledge, sharing professions. This is dharmic exalted combinations that strengthens both intellect and empathy in her career. Remember, this also aspects Venus and Saturn sitting in the sign of Scorpio in the 9th, because Jupiter will look at that also. So there is an aspect of Jupiter, benevolent aspect of this combination, even on the 9th house, just so you know. Let's consider the 6th Lords and how they play out. Now Mars and Ketu, because Scorpio was in D1 in the 6th house, okay, now it has gone, the entire combination has gone, Mars with Ketu, which is not typically the case, has gone to the 1st house. Like I said, Pisces is a spiritual sign. It Mars and Ketu there makes a sort of a spiritual warrior. Her daily work is ethical, bold, independent and self-driven. Okay. Pisces provides a detachment level with Ketu in it to a level that is not very common. Mars gives dynamism and initiative, while Pisces adds imaginative aspect and compassion to her work also. This is the attitude she brings at work. Whatever planets come to your Dashamsha is how you behave at work. Your approach to work, your approach and style at work. Conjunct Ketu, work style is unconventional, research oriented and spiritually detached. Ketu in Pisces will provide a lot of detachment. She thrives in roles where hidden insights, independence and non-traditional methods are valued. Overall, 6th Lords, work, routine, service, placed in a D10 chart, and ascendant show her strong personal imprint on her profession, self-made, resilient and innovative in tackling challenges. 10th Lord, Jupiter from D1, because that was going into Sagittarius. 5th house, Cancer, conjunct Moon. Jupiter exalted in Cancer. Again, it has gone to Cancer. So her 10th Lord has gone into the 5th house in Cancer in D10. Brings tremendous potential for career success through education, guidance, teaching, counseling. Jupiter with Moon in Cancer in D10 is definitely teaching, guidance, education, counseling, creative or nurturing leadership, especially with Mars and Ketu in Pisces in the ascendant. Ketu is also aspecting that, by the way. So it provides a very spiritual kind of person by default. Conjunct Moon adds emotional sensitivity and charisma and public appeal to her professional image. Remember, 5th house in D10 is also your public image. This makes her both authoritative, at the same time empathetic in her leadership roles. Overall, her career path is emotionally fulfilling, widely respected, with a strong potential for recognition in roles involving teaching, advising and inspiring others. Remember, the 10th Lord here, even in D10, is Jupiter. Same as it was in D1. So there is a strong teaching, counseling element to this lady. Radha is most probably going to end up in teaching and counseling. Now let's combine this with Panchanga and then conclude. So conclusions for Radha now. Totally 5 boxes, you can see, 5 different career paths or areas of career, you might say. Each one with different modern kind of career fields, you might say. Therefore, I suggest to you, everyone is capable of multiple things. Don't let anybody tell you you'll do one thing and one thing only. That is such a archaic idea at the least, especially when artificial intelligence is taking many jobs. Everyone needs to have alternatives, isn't it? So this, I have packaged it in a way that it provides alternatives to you, not just one thing and one thing only. Number one, education and counseling, which is number one on her list, since Jupiter is the Lord of her 10th in D1 as well as D10. And we are combining this with Panchanga. Professor, lecturer, curriculum designer, educational policy advisor. Why? In the brackets there. Exalted Jupiter with Moon in Cancer in the 5th in D10. Teaching and wisdom. Moon in Sagittarius in D1. Values, ethics, knowledge. And Taitulya from the Panchanga. Structured delivery of information. See how that is combined? It's done it wonderfully. Career, corporate counselor, coach, consultant. Why? Moon, Jupiter blend in D10, empathy and guidance, Mars and Ketu in ascendant in D10, unconventional, insightful counseling, Venus as Vara, which is diplomacy in mentoring, non-governmental leader in knowledge or social upliftment, Jupiter plus Saturn in the 11th in D1, institutional leadership, Saubhagya Yoga, practical service, Dviti Atithi, socially graceful authority. See how many things are combined. D1 is combined, D10 is combined, and Panchanga. That gives me the confidence to tell you, look, this is the path for this girl. If this girl was sitting in front of me, I would say, are you like this? Does this define who you are? Who you are should align with what you do in this world. That's your best possible joy in contribution in this world. That's all the career should be, nothing more. Not just karma karma as people go on all the time. Number 2, communication and content strategy. Technical writer, editor, journalist and publishing professional. Why? Gemini ascendant is a writer. Focus on communication. Taitulya, structured writing, comes from the Panchanga. Mrikshira ascendant nakshatra, curiosity and storytelling. Number 2, content strategist, e-learning creator and educational media consultant kind of. Moon with Jupiter in D10 in 5th, which is for education and creativity. Venus as the Vara, she is born on a Friday, aesthetics and refinement. Mercury rule Lagna in the D1, Gemini, intellect in content systems. Storytelling roles in research, academic or social sectors. Mars and Ketu in D10 in the ascendant, research driven expression. Moon in Sagittarius in D1, Remember, it was in the 7000 D1. Philosophical communication, which is what it provides. Vrikshira Nakshatra, poetic intellectualism. We have combined even as Nakshatra in this, by the way, as you can see. But that's the ascendant Nakshatra in D1, by the way. Number 3, creative branding and leadership. Brand consultant, media strategist and PR advisor. Why? Venus as the Varashi is born on Friday. Charm and diplomacy, which is what it provides. Mars in Libra in D1, which has gone into the 5th house, if you remember. Creative balance. Moon and Jupiter in D10 in the 5th house, which we saw earlier. Emotional public appeal. UI, UX design or instructional design, blending and visual structure. That's another possibility for her. Why? Because Taitulya is structured creativity. Gemini Lagna in the D1 chart. Intellectual communication. Venus as the Vara Friday. Refined aesthetics. Fashion, design or lifestyle coordination with intellectual flair. Venus as the Vara plus Saubhagya. Aesthetics plus abundance. Moon in Sagittarius in D1. In the 7th house. Focus on presentation. Cancer in the 5th in D1. Okay. Moon has gone into Cancer in the 5th. Creative nurturing. Number 4. Governance, law and institutional roles. Although personally speaking, I don't see much going on there, if you ask me personally. But let's see what this has to say. Policy strategist, administrator and legal advisor. Why is it saying that? Jupiter and Saturn in the 11th in D1, okay. Structured institutions, fine. Sun linked to service in D10. Authoritative daily roles, Dvitiya. Image conscious and socially responsible, okay, you might say that. Institutional leadership in education, health or cultural sectors. Why is it saying that? Moon and Jupiter in 5th in D10, okay. Authority and knowledge in culture combined with Saubhagya Yoga. Real world skill and Mars Ketu in ascendant in D10. Sure, you can say that. You can say number 4 also. Number 5, wellness, hospitality and lifestyle ventures. What becomes of her career here? This is completely different to law, isn't it? But let's see. Culinary or hospitality management. Why does it say that? Saubhagya is nourishment and abundance. Sure, but I won't put it that much. Venus and Vara, refinement and luxury. Cancer placement. See, you can already see, isn't it? This is a loose combination. This is just a projection by AI saying that because all these elements are there, this is what it means. Not necessarily. The earlier one, let's say education and counseling, the first box was very dominant because there are planets aligning in the D1 and D10 along with Panchanga. Always keep that in mind. Holistic wellness coach, yoga, meditation teacher, lifestyle consultant. Sure, this could be it because Ketu is in the D10 in Pisces, very strong spiritual orientation. Moon, Jupiter also together in D10, wisdom and empathy. And Friday. Okay, number 2, the bullet number 2 in box number 5 is possible, sure. Entrepreneurial ventures and blending creativity with service. I don't see much of an entrepreneur in both D1 or D10 for her. Tell me if you find something else in the comments. Mars in D10 ascendant, sure, but there is Ketu there. Independence and initiative, yes. Always see for independence and entrepreneurship the 12th house, not so much ascendant. Ascendant is more like personality. But yeah, it's there in the ascendant of D10. So sure, there is a leaning there. Gemini Lagna in the D1, yes. Taitulya, yes. Structured communication. Saubhagya, steady material growth. So you see, let us wrap this up. Essentially, I wanted to take away and understand or analyze your chart, your kid's chart, if you're a parent, or if you want to know, you can get in touch with me. We'll analyze it this way. And I like to typically ask my clients to review it carefully first. Don't be in a rush to do all these things. Please, any astrological reading, take time with it, expand it, see if it makes sense to you or not. Because many times it doesn't make sense to your context. There is a principle in Jyotish called Desh, Kal and Patra, which means what place are you living, what society are you living, country you are living, which religion is your faith. All these things matter, isn't it? What applies to a Hindu may not apply to an Arab or may not apply to an American Christian, for example. You see, if you're in South America, it's completely different. So you have to apply this knowledge in context to who you are, what family you are born in, what were the values, what place you are in, what times you live in. So there is nothing universal in astrology. It's always specific to you as an individual. This is what makes it very complex and very beautiful. I'll see you in the next case study. Take care, be safe.